zealously give Jesus a very big hand this morning. And if you can, a big shout of praise as well. Amen. Please get seated. Aren't you glad you are before His presence again this morning? Wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. My case is different. I have a great privilege this morning to welcome each and every one of us on the behalf of God's servant, our Father, the Apostle, over the commission. It's my prayer that the leadership empowerment summit for this month of October will bring you and I into fresh empowerment. Amen. I thought somebody said amen to that. Amen. Also, I count a privilege this morning, and a big one for that matter, to bring to us Word 1. And I do believe that as this word comes to us this morning, the spirit behind it will empower us. Amen. Ezekiel 2:2, he said, and the spirit that is behind the word entered into me. The spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. The words of man will stop at the brain of the audience, but the word of God will go straight, entering into the hearts of men. We're looking at the subject of occupy till I come. Let me begin this morning by saying that the Christian race is a marathon race. And everything we do in this kingdom, therefore, is expected to be marathon. So we must carry a sense of marathon. Non-stop. No break. No rest, for this is not your rest. Micah chapter 2 verse 10. Those who take a rest will be late to rest. No rest. Non-stop. You stop, the enemy will catch up. No cold season, ever hot, ever burning, ever zealous. That's what Jesus demands in this kingdom. To keep at it is what God demands of us. Our text is from Luke chapter 19, Luke 19, verses 13 or verses 12, all the way to 19. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman, I'll take just two verses, went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. He called his 10 servants. So everyone called is a servant. There is no master in this kingdom. There are no supervisors in this kingdom. There are no referees in this kingdom. There are no observers in this kingdom. Everyone he called, it is to serve. He called his servants. God does not call leaders. He calls servants and turns them into leaders. Leaders are born out of committed servanthood. Show me a servant today, I will point to a leader of tomorrow. Many are craving to become leaders. You have no business with that. He called you and I to serve. Many are looking for fame. He didn't call us to that. He called us to be faithful. He called his servants. And he gave them duties. He gave them talents. Talents means duties, functions to carry out. And he said to them, look, this is not for fun. This is not for position. This is for occupation. Occupy. Get busy. Do something. He called us to do something. He called us to serve. He called us to fulfill our assignment. Now, quickly, therefore, we like to look at what does it mean to occupy? Number one, it means to be consumed and engrossed in your stewardship. To be consumed. Thinking of no other thing. Wake up in the morning, my assignment. My kingdom stewardship. The parallel scripture to this text is Matthew chapter 25, from verses 14 all the way to 30. Get time to read that by yourself later. Jesus also speaking concerning a man who was going on a journey. He called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. We must not waste his goods. He delivered to them his goods, and unto one he gave five, unto two, another one, to one, to every man according to his several ability. Look at that. According to the several ability. What God gave to you is what he perceived to be your ability per time. One major reason why people are not occupied is because instead of focusing on what God has given to them, they get busy looking here and there. Oh, why is that person zonal minister? Oh, why is that one district? Oh, I wish I'm the one that is provincial minister. He knew your ability before he gave to you your assignment. He saw you before he gave somebody else something. Be consumed. Be engrossed. If you're in prayer, be consumed with it. If you're a foot soldier, be consumed with it. If you are following up new converts, be consumed with it. As if that is the only thing you will do all your life. Be engrossed by your duty. Number two, what does it mean to occupy? It means to be fully engaged till he comes. Matthew 6:33. Which has become like an inspiring and impactful song to us in this winner's family. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Engage, and all these things shall be added unto you. That means get addicted. Because it is your addiction that brings about the additions. Seek it first. And he never gave us a chance to seek second. He said, seek it first. It is a seek first, seek second, and it shall be added to you. Seek first, and all these things shall be added to you. Number three, what does it mean to occupy? It means to render our stewardship with a sense of necessity. A sense of necessity. He gave them the title. He said, look, I'm coming back. Get occupied. If you look at Jesus, Jesus was a man with a sense of necessity in the stewardship. John 9:4, Jesus said, I must walk. I have no option. We must serve as ones who don't have option. Sense of necessity in our prayer. Thank God we have just one more week to go in Operation Prayer for Life. This one week we must do it with a sense of necessity. Pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening. Read the testimony of a couple that prayed every three hours. 1 hour after 3 hours. 1 hour after 3 hours. Suddenly the door opened to them. Sense of necessity. Jesus will say in Luke chapter 4 verse 43, I must go to the next village. I must go. And he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. For therefore I might say, there is necessity on me. Paul, his faithful apostle, will say, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16. We must render our stewardship, especially in this season of oppression for life, with the sense of necessity. Necessity is laid on me. I have no choice. Number four, what does it mean? To obey. It means to follow, to wholly follow every instruction till it comes. Following instructions. God repeatedly mentioned concerning Joshua and Caleb, Numbers 32:12, about the portion that belongs to them because they wholly followed. Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. Not all who follow are wholly following. Half-heartedness is not allowed in this kingdom. God does not take half measure. It's either all or none. All of you or none of you. We had God's servants share his testimony when God spoke to him and he made his commitment to the Lord. All of God. All of God. We must wholly follow every instruction. Instruction to pray. Instruction to go out, win more souls. Follow up our new converts. Instruction to bring them into the house of the Lord by all means. Instruction at various platforms of the Winner Satellite Fellowship. As leaders, as ministers, we must wholly follow. Number five, what does it mean to occupy? To occupy means to make the most of our time in pursuit of kingdom stewardship till he comes. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14. To make the most of our time. Wherefore he said, away thou that sleepest and arise from Christ, and Christ shall give you light. See then that he walks circumspectly, not as fool but as wise. Redeeming the time. Verse 16. Redeeming the time. Buy up the time. If you like, call that serving with a sense of urgency. No delay. No procrastination. If you will serve him now, not tomorrow. Jesus emphasized that in John chapter 4 verse 35. Say ye now, there are 3 more months to go. And then come at the harvest. He said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Carry a sense of urgency. Look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. No delay. Souls are crying on the street, in the corners, in the marketplaces. The harvest is ripe. People are looking for God, looking for meaning, looking for fulfillment. They are crying in their soul for who will help them. That's why when we make altar call, you see massive salvation of souls responding. There is a sense of urgency that we must carry as we obey the command to occupy. Jesus also, in the parable that he gave in Luke chapter 14, about a man who prepared a feast and invited people to come in verses 21 and 23 specifically. We saw how Jesus spoke in verse 21. And so the servants came and shewed his Lord this thing. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly. Quickly. That emphasis is important. Go, not just go out, but go out quickly. Go out quickly into the streets, the lanes of the city. Can you see that? There are streets everywhere. So you have no excuse not to reach out. Go to the streets. Go to the lanes. Bring in either the poor. If the rich don't answer you, go to the poor. Go to the motor garage. Go to the drug addicts. Go to the neighborhood. Go to the peasant farmers. And the maimed. People on wheelchair. People on crutches. They will listen to you because every soul matters to God, whether rich or poor, whether educated or uneducated, whether market women or businessmen, whether everywhere, and the blind. Go quickly. Go quickly. And in verse 23, and the Lord said unto his servant, go out into the highways. And there are highways everywhere. There are hedges everywhere. The harvest field is so close to us. And don't just invite them, but compel them to come. Persuade them to come. Bring them by all means. Spend and be spent to bring them. Put them in your vehicles. When you can. Put them on your motorcycle. Carry them on your back. Those that need to be carried on your back. Compel them to come. That my house may be filled. That my house may be filled. We must serve or carry out our stewardship with a sense of urgency, making the most of the time because the harvest is ripe, ready to be brought in. What does it mean to occupy till I come? Number six, it means to continue in our stewardship till he comes. Be ye therefore steadfast, brethren, getting committed to your service, inasmuch as ye know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Be not weary in well doing, for ye shall reap if you faint not. Steadfastness, continuity, steadfastness. And blessed is that servant whom when his Lord comes, he shall find him so doing. Matthew 24, verses 45. Blessed, and 46. And blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. It's not enough to start. We must remain steadfast. We must continue in the assignment. So he can find us so doing when he comes. Thank God for what you did yesterday. But thank God much more for what you will continue to do today. Matthew 24, verse 13. He that endures to the end, he that serves to the end, is the same that shall be saved. Is the same that shall be saved. He that continues to the end, he that serves to the end, the same shall be saved. There are people who used to serve, but they are no more there. That will not be your story. I say that will not be your case. Say with me, Jesus will find me so doing when he comes. I know Jesus said, you don't know when he will come. It may be in the morning, it may be in the afternoon, it may be at night. May he find you and I on duty whenever he comes. Come on, get off here. Get off my side. May God not drive us off his side. Never think you are too important. Never think that God cannot do without you. There is nobody God cannot do without. We've had God's servant said it repeatedly from the onset, from day one of his calling to ministry. God said, I have many neighbors than yours. I have them in hundreds who are better than you. And that's why you see him every day guiding his assignment, guiding his duty, not guiding position and title and offices, but serving addictedly. God has alternative for me. There are people on the line who are waiting for you to be off so they can be on. You will never be off. I will never be off. You know, in football, the first 11 there in the court playing, and those in reserve warming up. Why is somebody's leg not broken by now? He will be playing imaginarily, waiting and hoping that the time will come when his leg will touch the football. So when they raise a card that somebody's coming out, I say, yes, God has answered my prayer. Ready to go in. There are people who are ready to go in. People who are behind us. Why occupy the position? Cut it down. It is relevance that determines our abiding. The more relevant you are, the more opportunities you have. If you are not relevant, you are of no importance to God. Don't seek to be important. Seek to be relevant. Don't seek for recognition. Seek to be involved. Seek to serve. There is nobody who is truly relevant that does not end being important. If you are relevant, it's a natural sequence. You will be important to God and to the services of his kingdom. The fruit-bearing tree is the most protected tree. If you want God to keep protecting you, be fruit-bearing. He said, if you bear fruit, he will prune you. He will clean you. John chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Can you see it very clear? You don't bear fruit, take it away. They say, hey, don't you know me? He said, take it away. I am zona minister. He said, take it away. A regional minister. He said, take it away. They say, who will you put? Put that one that is winning souls every week. Last week, he won 23 souls. Put him there. They say, he can't speak grammar. Are we talking grammar? He's bearing fruit. Put him there. It doesn't look beautiful. He said, put him there. I will soon give her a husband. A lady shared a testimony. The people are discussing about her. Who will give her a husband? She said, I engaged 137 souls. And suddenly, my God ordained husband emerged. We had a testimony here. Two ladies went on outreach. And it was drizzling when they were returning. And then somebody in the neighborhood say, yeah, people, you deceive yourself. Your papa, they deceive you. Now, so you go get a husband. And one of them started crying. The second one said, oh, I know God has heard. I know God heard what this woman is saying. And suddenly the husband emerged. When they started distributing, I said, okay, the one who mocked was the first to buy. I mean, we have had that testimony here. And this woman came and knelt down before her and said, please pray for my children also, that they will be gloriously married like you. And she prayed for her, and shortly one of her children got married. Those who mock you and I today will soon come back to beg us. Therefore, as we begin to round up, keep bearing fruits. And ensuring the fruits abide till it comes, especially in this season. This is our last opportunity before the year runs out. except otherwise God guides, leads God's servant to take us into another season. Amen. Because you know with him, he listens to God. If God says, another operation. Somebody's wondering, when these operations end? Well, we are thinking it will end. But if God says to his servant again, hey, we are going out again. Somebody says, what name will you call it? Just wait for the Holy Ghost. Shout hallelujah. And in this last week, particularly, keep praying kingdom advancement prayer. In line with Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, Jesus said, this is the way we should pray. When you pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. When the kingdom comes, our blessing comes. You know why many of us have not been blessed? Because the kingdom is yet to come. When the kingdom comes, blessings are bound to come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the blessings shall be added to you. You cannot suffer reduction getting engaged in kingdom stewardship. Meet a steward today. That's a man that will carry the blessing tomorrow, because the faithful shall carry the blessing. Proverbs 28:20. Engage in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. So the kingdom of God can keep increasing without ceasing. Increase in the kingdom stops when we cease to pray. If we don't cease to pray, the church will not cease to grow. If we don't cease to pray, the souls will not cease to come. There are many souls who have preached to, they are yet to come. We have to bring them into our prayer. We pray to go to them. We pray to win them. We pray to bring them. We pray to bring them. Now that we are not going out as much as it were in a team, let's begin to pray them to come as individuals. Suddenly all the souls you preached to 6 months ago, you just see them come. You see some of them send you texts, I'm on the way coming to church. People who have told you they will never come. We had a testimony here. Somebody went to reach out to a woman and the woman responded and talked to the husband. The husband said, never, I will not go. I won't go to church. I'm a Muslim. And he said, I engaged in prayer for 7 days for him. Suddenly, the man said, I'm coming. You can't pray for souls to come and they will say they would not come. You can't pray for souls to be established and they would not be established. Satan has no hold on them when we are praying. He has no control upon them. We can break every satanic hold on our new converts, new members, and establish them in the kingdom. Jesus gave a parable that men ought always to pray and never to faint. Luke 18:1. Remember, no half measure sports, as I said earlier, ever makes it to the Olympic. No. Talk less of winning a medal. We must be all out. Matthew 19:28-27-29. We must be all out. We must be all out. No part-time sportman ever imagines as his as a sports star. Even though Paul had the grace, he said, I labored more than all of them. It's therefore time for us to labor in prayer. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, he labored in prayer fervently so for the completeness of the new converts. Therefore, it's time for us to exercise in our prayer and believe God for the establishment. You and I shall not miss our reward. Remember John 4:36. He that reapeth receiveth wages. You can't be a reaper and not be a receiver. It's time for us to keep at it. Keep at it. Because the master is recording. The master will remember and the master will reward. Will you please rise to your feet with me? Raise your hand and receive grace for continuity. Paul said, I've not received help. I've continued till this day. Paul was occupied till the end. Let us receive help according to the word of the Lord, Acts 26:22. Having therefore obtained help, and we obtain help in prayer. Is somebody praying right now? Raise your voice and call for help. I cannot continue on my own. There are too many things that discourages people. I cannot continue on my own, but I receive help for you. Help to continue. Help to continue. Help Help to continue is found in prayer. Will you receive it right now? Will you receive it right now? Help to continue. Help to continue. Help to continue. And zealously so. Help to continue. And zealously so. Help to continue. And zealously so. If you can, you can specifically ask for that kind of grace upon God's servant that has continued all these years, these decades. Father, the way you have energized your servant with uncommon zeal to continue, I partake of it right now in this empowerment summit this morning. Let it follow me, Lord. Take it, take a portion of it from him and put it on me in the name of Jesus. Somebody wave your hand and give thanks to God right now for the blessing. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Please get seated.